Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Did you ever get caught trespassing? I did, and it was really embarrassing because I'm a grown woman.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I did this. I'm such a loser. What's wrong with me?
I mean, I don't know if the word loser really pertains here. I mean, you're curious. And possibly a thief, and definitely somebody that needs to be on some sort of registry somewhere.
I'm not a thief. So I was early to school pickup for my older daughter, Hayden. And for the last, 13 years, I drive by this, I guess it's like, I don't know what it is. That's the problem.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a school. I don't know if it's a company. I don't know if it's a compound, but it's close to my daughter's school. And there's a million fences up against it. And there's like all these no trespassing signs.
Yeah.
And like, I always am peeking, trying to see what it is.
Right.
Because it's right in the middle of a residential area and it's right next to my daughter's school. So I was early and I was driving by. I go, why don't I just turn in?
I'm going to drive in there.
What's the difference?
Right, I can do whatever I want. It's America. I pay my taxes.
I'm a grown-up.
My car's registered.
I'm not going to hurt anyone.
I mean, what? I'm just turning around. If anybody says anything, I took a wrong turn.
Yeah, exactly. So I pull in, and I start going down this hill, and the hill is really steep. And I'm like, I don't know.
You didn't expect that, see?
Right?
You didn't expect a 30-degree, downcline.
Decline. And I was like, oh, no. I'm like, and I look, and it has, like, those big ball cameras everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere. And
now they're staring
at
you. You know they're looking you right in the face in your car.
And there's nobody else there. There's not another single car. There's all these buildings that look kind of older and a little bit abandoned. And as I'm going down, I'm like, this is a one way. Like, there's no, like,
there's no way for you to get out.
Right. I have to, like, pull a U-turn, and I have to do it. So I get to the bottom, and there's this house, and I'm like, I don't know. This seems, like, shady. I'm like, I'm gonna turn around, right?
I love you go from full confidence. I can do whatever I want. Total panic inside of, 30 yards driveway.
It's, like, dusk. It's, like, getting dark, So now I'm getting scared because I'm like, what if they lock me in? What if they lock the gate? Because the gates are usually closed, but it wasn't closed, which enticed me to try to get in there.
What if they release the dragon?
I didn't know what was going to happen.
The Kraken. Oh, my God.
I get to the bottom, and all of a sudden, as I'm turning around, and it's tight. It's like a tight turn.
Right. You're not supposed to turn around then. This is why they have you.
The door flies open in the house, and this guy in a uniform starts walking out. And I go, what do I say? Right? I just kept going.
You just ran over the curb and left.
I finished my three-point turn really quickly. I didn't roll down my windows, and I just went out as quickly as possible, and I felt like such a criminal.
What if he had opened your door, grabbed you, and was like, ma'am, you would be like, crying and everything. He'd be like, what are you doing here? He just instruct you to turn around over here.
So now I'm like obsessed because I narrowly escaped whatever that elderly man wanted to say or do to me. And I don't know what it is. And I'm trying to find online, like, what is it? And I can't find anything with the address. And all I kept thinking about was like, I got busted trespassing. I am 42 years old mother.
Sometimes you find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I mean, has anybody else been caught trespassing? There's no really fun ending to the story. I don't know what's there. I'm still under investigation. I'm going to do a stakeout, possibly.
I mean, I wouldn't do that. If I was you, I would just stay away from now on.
I'm going to use a different car so it doesn't have that license plate.
But one with a tighter turning radius.
Oh, my God.
That way you can escape quicker if you need to.
I don't know. Have you ever been caught trespassing? Like, what happened? 1-800-330-9999.
Looking to save time and money in the new year? Get HelloFresh and take control of the clock and your budget with delicious recipes delivered. Get 22 free meals plus free shipping with code ANNA22 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA22. HelloFresh.com/ANNA22.
Did you ever get caught trespassing? I got caught. I was just being curious. I drive by this area like every day for the last 13 years, and it's all fenced in, and it has these no trespassing signs. I have no idea what it is. I was like, I'm early for school pickup. Let me go investigate.
Yeah, good idea.
Oh, my gosh. The guy came out of security. There were cameras everywhere. I peeled out of there like a criminal.
Waving his baton.
Oh,
I mean, I know it wouldn't surprise anybody to hear that I have trespassing stories, but for you, this is a little bit out of character.
Yeah. Did you ever get caught trespassing? 1-800-330-9999. Jonathan.
So, this is actually during COVID. My dad and I were going kind of crazy, wanting to get some exercise, and we're looking for a tennis court to play on, and there's one in town where they had actually chained the gate closed, so we couldn't get on the court. So we climbed over, and we were playing for maybe about a half an hour, and then someone from the parks department came and told us to get out.
You know, what were they doing? Protecting the tennis court from you guys during the pandemic? I mean, seriously, what a stupid, stupid rule.
Well, I mean, it's private property.
You know what? But I hope you didn't get in real trouble, right? You didn't get in real trouble?
No, but I mean, as a taxpayer, I kind of own the court, technically.
Yeah.
It's mine.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's not breaking and entering because we didn't cut the chain. We climbed the fence. So.
Right. Perfect. For your dad being still limber, right? A couple rounds of tennis, right? Climb the fence, no problem.
Giselle, what's your trespassing story?
So we got caught trespassing on a girls' night out in the most stupid way. We didn't realize that the UN entrance is off the FDR. So when we got off, instead of making a turn, we just continued going, and we ended up going inside the United Nations. So
good.
We had like the entire security department.
Right, good.
Bringing guns on us.
Right. Four chicks in an SUV. Out for the first time in forever, right? A bunch of mom patrol here, and now you're drunk at the UN. Great. Great job.
Why are you captain of good people? Doesn't make sense.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm glad you survived it. I am. My gosh.
Yeah, I can tell the story now.
Right, right, right. Now you've gotten over the anxiety of it all these years later. But for a while, you were like traumatized.
Yep.
Yes, I was expecting the second security guard popping at my door at some point. So,
for
service or somebody. But.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It was the last time we ever went out together, right?
Yeah.
There's always that one friend in the group that was so shook by it, but they never go out with you guys again, right?
Ben, when did you get caught trespassing?
So my fraternity brothers and I in college, we had a golf course right nearby, and we used to throw keggers there every weekend. And we would meet up on the 10th hole down the green, and we'd charge people $5 a cup for like one of those red solo cup sticks. And we've been doing it for a few months, and then all my buddies got busted. Luckily, I was off taking a leak somewhere else and did not get caught. But, all my buddies got busted.
Timing.
On the golf course.
Right. Perfect time to go bounding through the woods after that, right, when you see the red and blue lights show up.
Yep, I ran in the other direction.
How did it take them so long to catch you guys? I mean, the first time that I'm out there as the groundskeeper and I see red solo cups all over the place and there's a college, you know, a half a mile down the street, I know what happened.
Well, they
right?
cleaned that. I mean, you guys must clean it up, because I can't imagine that a bunch of college kids are really that good at cleaning up.
I was
going to
say, man, I mean, you're on the green. There's going to be some divots at the very least, right? There's going to be some divots.
More
okay?
than a couple divots.
So, I don't know, man. You're lucky you got away with it that long, and good timing.
Yeah.
When the popo shows up.
Yeah.
It was meant to be.
That's why you'll be president, and the other guy is serving 7 to 10.
You got that right.
Did you ever get caught trespassing? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Did you ever get caught trespassing? This past week I did. I was just curious. I wanted to see what this big compound near my daughter's school was. I've been driving by it for years. There was cameras. The guys in security came running out. I just kept my windows up and turned into a 3-point turn and left. Like a criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been a CIA building. You don't know.
I was curious and I had a few minutes before school pickup. I learned my lesson. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Did you ever get caught trespassing?
Yes, I did, actually. I went to Greenwich in the 90s when Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous used to be on, and I had my mother's realtor book. So I went to one of the most expensive houses, and it said, do not trespass, attack dog. I didn't care. I had to see this house. And I pulled in, and they closed the secret gates on me. And I had, like, pajamas on, a Mustang that was old. Everybody else was in, like, Porsches and nice things. Got arrested. I had to pay a $150 fine. And then that was it. But, yep.
Whose house were you trespassing?
I have no idea. It was just like $3 or $4 million, and I was like, that'll work.
So there was a gate that closed behind you when you pulled in? Is that what you're saying, too?
Yeah, I pulled in. The house was made of, like, those 80s glass blocks. I was like, oh, my God, this is great. And I pulled in, and this lady came down in an old Mercedes and just started pointing her finger at me and yelling, and then this gate shut behind my car and closed me in the property. Yeah. I was like, oh,
I mean,
my
nobody
God,
would
dude.
Think to arrest the person that shows up in their pajamas with a book of your house, and you've never met them before. I mean,
I know.
Not the smartest choice.
Hey, Paul, you get caught trespassing? What happened?
So 40 years ago, my sister had a summer home, and there's a private island about 4 miles. And my brother-in-law and I decided to take a small boat he had over to this private island. So we did that, and we, you know, got off, and we ran around the beach for a minute and a half, and then we left and went home. So 40 years to the day, this past summer, we're like, come on, let's do it again. So we went over to this private island from Montauk, and we beached, and we no sooner have our foot, like, in the water to get onto the beach, and there's a security guard standing behind us. And he's like, you guys know you can't be here, right? And we were like, and they just, like, turned around and pointed the big yellow sign that says, no trespassing.
Yeah.
Nuclear fallout area.
This happened to me, too. I went on a kayak with Paul and Hayden, my oldest daughter.
Yeah.
And we were like, we're going out to these little islands. I didn't know you could own an island. We pulled up to an island. We were so excited to explore. This guy came out screaming. I was like, he's like, get off my island. I'm like, you can own an island? I didn't know that was a thing. Scott, when did you get caught trespassing?
Hey, so back in high school, crazy teen. There was this like creepy old like closed hotel that had this abandoned swimming pool, and me and my buddies, we would sneak in and actually skate in the pool because it was empty. And they kind of caught on one night they busted up on us, and it freaked us out. But thankfully, they ended up just like letting us go. Like, you know, they looked us up and ran it through. But it definitely like scared the bejesus out of us.
You break into an old hotel, you're asking for it, right?
And it also sounds kind of awesome. If I was a teenager and I had an old hotel near where I lived, yeah, I probably would have broken into it too. We have one near where I live now. Of course, I'm an adult, and it would be very hard to explain to the police what I was doing there if I was to break in.
With a skateboard.
Right. So I'm going to have to skip that and just, you know, live vicariously through your story.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.